This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 105. Most people are evil idiots. Now what? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host here on the podcast. This is where I read to you every single day from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And have you tried Email Octopus yet? They give you the tools you need for email marketing, including customizable sign-up forms, autoresponders, and list segmentation, free for up to 2,500 subscribers, which is great if you're just starting out with building an audience or if you have a smaller audience. And right now, Email Octopus is offering Optimal Startup Daily listeners 50% off their first month. Visit emailoctopus.com/OSD or quote code OSD50 at signup. For 50% off of your first month of email marketing, visit emailoctopus.com/OSD or quote code OSD50 at signup. For now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Most people are evil idiots. Now what? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. You decide to plagiarize one of the most successful books ever. You take a book that won the National Book Award and you retype it from scratch and pretend it's yours. You submit it to 20 publishers and you put a fake name on it. 100% of the publishers send back rejection letters. They hated it. Two things strike you. A, zero of the publishers realized they rejected a National Book Award winner. And B, all of them thought the book was horrible, a book that had won the highest award. This happened. A freelance writer named Chuck Ross was curious. He took the book Steps by Jerry Kaczynski, which had won the National Book Award for Fiction in 1969, and decided to have some fun. He rewrote the entire book and then submitted it to every publisher using a fake name. Not only did every publisher reject it, but even Random House, the publisher that actually published it, rejected it with a form letter. The book has been compared to Kafka at his best. It's a short, brutal book, one of my favorites. I highly recommend it. Does this mean most people are idiots? Maybe. It means most people who have an opinion are probably wrong. If people don't know who you are, they are more likely to reject you. Nobody wakes up and says, "Today is the day I make some unknown person a superstar." Most people don't care about their jobs, which is fine, but don't rely on them for your success. Even successful people don't want you to skip the line. I always hear, "You have to pay your dues." This is BS. It means you have to take control of your own career and opportunities. You have a first book? Self-publish it. You have an indie movie? Load it up on Amazon. You have an idea for a radio show? Do a podcast. You have an app you want to build? Don't raise money. Save money and build it and get customers. You want to be a movie star? Write your own script or shoot your own movie, like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. Most people can't be entrepreneurs or creatives. Don't believe anyone who says everyone can be an entrepreneur. They're lying. Most people can't handle nonstop rejection and the anxiety and depression that comes with it. I've been so depressed so many times. It really hasn't been worth it, to be honest. It's a catch-22 because in order to be good, you have to be unique. In order to be unique, nobody will know you, and nobody does favors for the unknown. Dr. Seuss's first book was rejected 27 times. "Too different from other juveniles on the market to warrant its selling," wrote one top editor. Harry Potter was rejected by every publisher until the 7-year-old daughter of one publisher begged her father to publish it. If Moses wrote the Ten Commandments today, he'd be rejected by every publisher and probably give up. I would if I were him. Even 50 Shades of Grey started off self-published. It sold 250,000 copies on Amazon and still was rejected by many publishers. Amazon's in-house publisher rejected it. Finally, Simon & Schuster published it. It sold over 125 million copies. Don't trust anyone. Don't listen to anyone. Ignore them. Either give up or go around the gatekeepers. So I did an experiment. I took 50 Shades of Grey and hired someone in India to take a thesaurus and change every word in the book. For instance, "She hurried to her tests" became "Brenda rushed to get to the exams on time." I used a fake name, changed the title, made a book cover, and uploaded it to Amazon. It's now a published book. It's exactly 50 Shades of Grey, but with every single word changed sentence by sentence. Maybe, just maybe, I was hoping it would also sell a lot of copies. It sold about 80 copies. It's a piece of shit. But it cost me about $200 in total and 2 hours of my time. It was an experiment. Why did 50 Shades of Grey sell so well? What did E.L. James do? Doing my failed experiment forced me to learn. Why did 50 Shades succeed? Well, she had a platform. She probably had about 1 million people following her Twilight fanfiction on various fanfiction websites. Second, 50 Shades of Grey came out around the same time the Kindle was getting popular, so people could read her softcore book in public without anyone seeing what they were reading, avoiding the stigma. And finally, it was unique. She had a platform, and technology and timing were just right. But she would never know that unless she had experimented, built a platform, wrote her own book without permission, and self-published. Good for her. This is not about self-publishing. This is not about how people are stupid. Well, it is a little. This is about not waiting for permission. This is about doing experiments with everything you care about. And from every experiment, you will learn. There's no other way to learn. 1 billion people are standing in the way of what you want to do. Stupid people, mean people, people who hate you, people who don't want you to get ahead, people who will even sabotage you, people who are frustrated in their own lives, dealing with their own problems, sad, anxious, fearful. Experiment with how to get around them every day. It's not their fault, but that doesn't matter. You have to go around them. You have to experiment every single day. I'm doing another experiment right now, and I'm loving this experiment. So far, over 3 million people have seen this experiment. It's not really working the way I expected, but we'll see. It'll probably fail, but I've stopped caring. You just listened to the post titled, Most People Are Evil Idiots. Now What? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And now, 2020 was definitely the year of many things. And if you own a startup, 2021 could be the year you switch to better payroll. Gusto wasn't just built for small businesses. It was built for the people behind them. Their online payroll is so easy to use. Gusto can automatically calculate paychecks and file all your payroll taxes, which means you have more time to run your business. Plus, Gusto does way more than payroll. Gusto helps with time tracking, health insurance, 401ks, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. You get the idea. It's super easy to set up and get started. 3 out of 4 customers say they run payroll in 10 minutes or less, our Optimal Living Daily team included. And if you're moving from another provider, they can transfer all your data for you. It's no surprise, 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. Here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OSD. Again, that's gusto.com/OSD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today, gusto.com/OSD. And thanks to James for letting us share his work. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. James is an entrepreneur, a writer, investor, trader, and podcaster. You could call him a jack of all trades, which many entrepreneurs are. Maybe you can relate. And on his podcast, he has interviews with a bunch of talented people from many different backgrounds. And that podcast, if you'd like to check it out, is called The James Altucher Show. It's always in the top charts in the business category of Apple Podcasts for good reason. He's also written a bunch of different books. You can find all of them at jamesaltucher.com. And some additional fun facts about him. He's a national chess master, a seed investor in Buddy Media, which later sold to Salesforce.com for $745 million. And if that's not enough for you, he's also co-owner of Stand Up New York, where he occasionally performs stand-up comedy. So again, very wide range of skills and life experiences to draw upon there, so you can come by jamesaltucher.com for a lot more. That's James and then A-L-T-U-C-H-E-R.com. But I think that does it for today here on the podcast. I thank you so much for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual. That's where your optimal life awaits.